This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The pause in fighting in Gaza is now scheduled to begin at 7 a.m. Gaza time on Friday, according to the Qataris who helped broker the deal. The first 13 hostages being held by Hamas will then be released Friday at 4 p.m. Gaza time. The pause between the Israelis and the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas is supposed to last 4 days, but Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah says that could be extended.
Israel has said the truce could last beyond the initial 4 days, as long as Hamas then frees at least 10 hostages per day. While a Palestinian source has said a second wave of releases could allow as many as 100 hostages to go free by the end of the month. Both sides have said they will go back to fighting once the truce is over.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Riot police have used batons and tear gas to halt tens of thousands of supporters of Nepal's former king who attempted to march to the center of the capital to demand the restoration of the monarchy. The protesters waving the national flag and chanting slogans supporting former King Gajendra gathered on the edge of the Kathmandu and attempted to move toward the center of the city. Riot police blocked them, beating them with bamboo batons and firing tear gas and a water cannon. There were minor injuries on both sides. Nepal's monarchy was abolished in 2008. South Korea's spy agency has told lawmakers that Russian support likely enabled North Korea to put a spy satellite into orbit for the first time this week. The South's defense minister says it should be clear by early next week whether the satellite is functioning properly. The launch has deepened regional animosities, with both Koreas threatening to breach a past reconciliation deal and taking hostile actions along their heavily armed border. South Korea's military has confirmed the satellite entered orbit. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. There have been violent clashes in Dublin after a knife attack that injured 3 children. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Irish authorities are blaming what they described as a small group of thugs for violent clashes in central Dublin after the stabbing of a 5-year-old girl. Vehicles were torched and riot police attacked after the girl was seriously injured in a knife attack. Earlier, a woman and 2 other young children were hospitalized. At least 100 people took to the streets. A Foot Locker store was looted. Ireland's top police officer cited far-right misinformation from what he calls a lunatic hooligan faction. I'm Norman Hall.
The United States and Germany, the 2 top providers of military aid to Ukraine, pledged to continue support this week as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky declared his core goal was securing international assistance for the year ahead. But experts caution that the U.S. and Germany risk being perceived as too closely tied to Ukraine's grinding war with Russia. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
After returning from a surprise visit to Kyiv earlier this week, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin held the 17th meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group on Wednesday, praising the group's steadfast commitment to Ukraine as it resists Russia's invasion.
Our unity sends a clear message to Putin that he cannot outlast us.
Germany's Defense Minister Boris Pistorius also visited Ukraine on Tuesday. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Catastrophic flooding has struck towns and communities in Somalia, wreaking havoc and leaving over 1.5 million people in need of help, according to humanitarian aid groups. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Residents of the central Somali town of Beledweyn waded and swam through the flooded streets, which had become more like flowing rivers. Hakima Mohamed Harid, a mother of 4, including one who's disabled, said she fled with her family to Beledweyn to escape battles between the extremist group Al-Shabaab and Somali government forces. All our belongings were washed away by the floods, so we escaped only with our lives. They're not alone. According to the humanitarian group Save the Children, the flooding has forced an estimated 250,000 people out of their homes. I'm Karen Chamas.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is visiting Antarctica just before the COP28 climate talks begin. He has previously said the world must slash carbon emissions to prevent the continent's delicate environment from melting. Warming air and ocean temperatures are causing Antarctic ice to melt. The frozen continent plays a significant role in regulating Earth's climate because it reflects sunlight away and drives major ocean currents. A study published last month said warming had already increased to the point that melting of the West Antarctic ice sheet will be unavoidable, regardless of how much the world reduces emissions. I'm Alexis Strope.